Carol, we questioned a number of people we felt might have some knowledge of the crime. Then we received a tip from a person who claimed he knew what happened to the cigarettes, Petrocelli. That would be Mr. Zinzi? Carol, that's correct. He told us about Mr. Bolden. Then Mr. Bolden told us about Mr. Evans and Mr. King. Petrocelli. And both Zinzi and Bolden had their own motives in doing this. Carol, we often use information from informants, especially in murder cases. Petrocelli. And did you talk to Mr. King? Carol. To Mr. King and to some of his associates. Fade out. Fade in. Interior. 28th Precinct. Steve is sitting on a long, dark bench. He is dressed in cutoffs, sneakers, and a t-shirt. There is a basketball on the floor near him. Detective Carroll is sitting across from Steve. He is eating a cheeseburger. Sometimes he talks with his mouth full. A black detective, Arthur Williams, sits on the edge of the table. He is dressed much as Steve is and looks only a few years older. Carroll. They're saying that you pulled the trigger. King said the score was over, but you turned back and shot Nesbitt. Why did you do that? I can't figure it. Steve. I don't know what you're talking about, man. I didn't do any stick-up.